So, Ian, disappointments on Saturday at Newcastle, but a good performance all the same in the second half.
Yeah, it was a very good performance second half. I think we slightly got our tactics wrong, first of all. We were keen to partner Jordan and Dequin, but taking that extra man out of midfield maybe forsaked a little bit of possession in then. And certainly Newcastle had the better of the first half, I felt. The second half, you know, we changed their shape. We brought Sam Williams on, and it certainly turned the tide in our favour. And obviously, with a couple of minutes of the second half gone, we managed to equalise, and I thought we dominated pretty much the game there. But at the same time, didn't really create much. I do feel that we missed Lee Downing's creativity at times. I think he's in very good form. But, you know, when we go to these top-of-the-table sides and we compete like we did, it gives you a lot of positives to take from the game.
You expecting Lee Downing to be available this weekend?
Yeah, Lee's available. He may miss the Spalding game, but he's definitely available for Romulus Saturday. We're just fingers crossed now with the weather.
Talking about the weather and the pitch improvements, the playing surface looks a lot better, and hopefully, as long as the weather stays okay in the next 48 hours, should have the game on Saturday.
Yeah, it does. You know, we've had the floodlights on just as you know, 5 minutes ago. I've had a look at the pitch. Obviously, we haven't had the downpours that were due, but we've got the covers on. You know, we've done that little bit of work, so fingers crossed, like I say, that the game will come around Saturday and we'll be able to get it on.
And finally, Charlie Price back at the weekend, be able to get the routine back five for the Romulus game.
Yeah, well, not quite really. Luke Paskins unavailable Saturday, but, you know, we've got Mark Smith, Andy Parsons, both able to go in alongside and play alongside Rich Upfield, no problem. Smithy and Rich was the partnership pretty much last season that won the Midland Alliance, and with the best defensive record in the league by a considerable way. So we've got no problems there. Great squad of lads. You know, and I can quite confident pick any one of them, any partnerships across anywhere of the pitch.